صل على محمد وآل محمد.
When Imam Hassan alayhi salam was poisoned, the duty of Imama became the responsibility of his younger brother, Imam Hussein alayhi salam. At the time, Muawiyah, the governor of Syria and arch enemy of the family of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, was virtually the ruler of the whole Muslim empire. Muawiyah, who had caused the poisoning of Imam Hassan alayhi salam, continued to disregard the human rights of the people and employed gangs of criminals to terrorize them. Imam Hussein alayhi salam was not frightened by the power of Muawiyah and openly condemned him and criticized his actions in his letters, warning him against the punishment of Allah. Muawiyah broke the conditions of the treaty he had signed with Imam Hassan alayhi salam and declared his evil son Yazid as Khalifa and successor. Yazid used to make fun of religion. He loved to drink alcohol and play with monkeys. He committed every kind of sin and had no respect for Islam at all. A short time later, news was conveyed to Walid, Yazid's governor in Medina, about the death of Muawiyah. At the same time, Yazid sent orders to Walid to demand the oath of allegiance from Imam Hussein alayhi salam. The order stated that if Imam alayhi salam refused, his head should be cut off and sent to Yazid in Damascus. On receipt of the letter of Yazid, Walid sent his servant to Imam alayhi salam requesting a meeting. The next morning, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, with a few of his companions and family, reached the government house for the meeting with Walid, who was accompanied by Marwan, who was the old enemy of Islam who the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, had expelled from Medina. During the meeting, Walid read the letter from Yazid to Imam Hussein alayhi salam about the allegiance to Yazid as the successor. Walid knew that Imam Hussein alayhi salam would have not accepted this, but Marwan said to Walid, "Do not let Hussein out of your grip now. If the fox gets out of the four walls of your court, you will not see it again. Cut off his head here and now, and do not let this opportunity pass or you will not get it again." When the Imam alayhi salam heard these insulting words of Marwan, he said, "O enemy of Allah, will you or Walid touch my head?" Imam alayhi salam flatly refused to pay allegiance to Yazid, well knowing that such an action would leave Islam and the Muslims in ruins. His famous answer to the governor of Yazid was, "A man like me can never give allegiance to a man like him." After this confrontation, the life of the Imam alayhi salam was in danger, and with a heavy heart, he began to plan to leave Medina, the city of his beloved grandfather.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala.